Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, much like all the rest of them that have happened recently, we're just going to raw dog the conversation because we didn't put anything together.
No, we did not. You know, things have just been a little wild, that's all.
So. I mean, I think our conversations can be pretty okay.
Yeah. I think we're hilarious. So I know I'm biased because I think we're hilarious, but
I mean, hey, we're all kind of crazy.
Oh my God. A funny thing happened at work today. So one of the big talking topics here in Austin is how many people come in from California. So we get a lot of people who move to Texas from California, and it drives up the prices, and you know, so they complain a lot about, you know, people coming in from California. So at my job, we ask for people's zip codes so that we can, you know, do our marketing better. That sentence was terrible.
Yeah. Well, I think you talked about it on here before. You like you're gathering information about where people are coming from to see how much traffic, whatever you're using right now, is getting.
Correct. So, so we enter in people's zip codes, and I asked this couple for their zip code, and she was like, "Oh, I'll give my zip code, because mine's from Iowa, something like that." And she's just like, he's from California, so you get California zip codes all the time. And he looked at me, he's just like, everybody's from California. And I was just like, I mean, it's true. Even I am from California, because I was born out in California. My coworker sitting next to me has only ever heard me talk about being from Indiana and talking about Indiana. It's kind of a running thing at work that it, like, you know, if you want to know something about Indiana, you ask Sarah because she'll know. And so as soon as I was done with the customers and they had started to walk off, she turns and she looks at me. She's just like, whoa, new Sarah lore. And I was just like, I was born in California, but I grew up in Indiana, so that's primarily what I talk about. Unfortunately, I don't have any childhood memories of California.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, just kind of the feeling of my grandmother's house. Like, that's, like, the impressions, the little toddler impressions I have of, like, places that I know that I was, but like I don't have anything concrete.
Yeah.
So it was just funny having somebody refer to my origin as new lore.
That's funny because at work, people always assume that I'm from Minnesota because everybody comes there from Minnesota, and I'm like, I'm not from Minnesota. I've been to it. The facility once. Mm-hmm. So it's like, no, I'm not from Minnesota. Same thing in California. They were like, oh, you're from Minnesota. Because all of the people that came to help were either from Minnesota or from Costa Rica.
Right.
I was like, no, I'm the outlier. I'm from Indiana.
You're like, no. Right region.
Midwest.
Wrong state.
Although very, very different.
Very different. As in terms of accent.
Yeah.
Also, holy cow, somebody's bass is booming. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it
I can't hear it, so I can't hear it right now.
The way that I have my computer set up, it might have filtered it out so you didn't hear it. But somebody just drove by the house, blast in their bass, and it was shaking. I was bumping in here. Speaking of the house, I am this week when we're doing this recording. I am watching the Bobercino, so I'm at Nick's place this weekend. What was that face?
I don't know where my phone is.
Oh, do you need me to text it for you?
No, it's totally fine. I just don't know where it is. Oh, there it is. It's on the bed behind me. Hold on.
Oh, okay. He had the most horrified look for a second.
Well, I was just looking for it, and I was like, wait, where the hell did I put it? Oh. Well, so here's the thing. I've been, I ate dinner, and then I've been, so I got a new treadmill that goes under my desk.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I've been telling myself, well, tonight is the first night that I've done it, that if I want to watch something on, like, Netflix or something, I have to watch it, but I also have to walk on the treadmill.
Right.
So I've watched two episodes of, well, one and a half episodes of, what is that show called? Inventing Anna, while walking on the treadmill.
Nice.
So it's been fun. That's why I'm like, my hair looks like a mess because I'm sweaty and I literally just stopped 5 minutes ago.
I mean, I was going to comment on the fact that you appear to only be wearing one shirt.
I am, yeah.
Which, for those of you who may be new to this podcast, James has a habit of always wearing three shirts, no matter what the temperature is.
Not three, two. At minimum two.
At minimum two. He always is layered up.
I will wear at minimum two shirts, and there's a reason for that. I don't know that I've ever told you the reason. Have I told you this?
You've told me the reason, yeah.
Okay, so whenever we were in middle school, I wore a white shirt to school, and the white shirt was very thin, and I didn't know that until I wore it to school, and you could see my areolas through the t-shirt. Nipples out. So from that day, I have never worn just one shirt.
James said, free the nip.
I did.
And then he's like, oh no, oh no. Just kidding.
I was way ahead of that curve.
Oh my God. Okay. I randomly remembered Sassy Gay Friend today.
Yeah.
And so I was sharing that with one of my other coworkers who is too young and does not was not aware at the time that that was on and like on YouTube and popular. I was just like, damn.
What was that, like 2008?
Something like that, yeah.
Interesting. So I have a fun, not really fun development, but a weird development.
A weird, ooh, okay.
So while I was cooking, getting ready to cook dinner, I checked my email and I was like, because I just do it every now and then a couple times throughout the day, because I also was, I mean, two things. I'll finish talking about this first, and then I'll go to bitching about my instructor. So, again. So I was checking my email, and I see two emails from Indy, Bob Rorman, Honda and Indy. I was like, that's weird. And it said something about deal papers or sign. So there was a PDF on there, and it was like to unlock the PDF or open the PDF, you have to put in the first three letters of your last name and the last four of your social. I was like, first of all, I'm not trying to buy a Honda from Bob Rorman Honda in Indianapolis.
Right.
So I'm not stupid. I'm not going to open this extension. And second of all,
phishing scam.
Why in the hell would you need to open an but it's weird because it's like from a reputable company that actually does handle documents for Bob Rorman. So I don't know if they're like spoofing their email address or spoofing their website or what they're doing, but they're sending me this. So I called Bob Rorman and I was like, hey, I don't know how this happened or what you guys have, but I was like, here's the information that I have. So you might look into this. So the guy that I talked to was like, okay, I'll take a look at it. And if we have anything, we'll flag it and make sure that we get rid of it. So I was like, yeah, I got, and I was like, there's a, they have my email address, my name, and they had in the actual like document name, there was a deal number. So I was like, I can give you all this information, look into it, because I don't know what's going on. But if you have someone there that's trying to buy a car and they're using my information,
Yeah.
They shouldn't be because I'm in Rhode Island. He's like, oh, well, you haven't bought a car or haven't traded in a car or anything like that in Indianapolis or at Bob Orman. And I was like, no, I live in Rhode Island and I have for several years now. So it was interesting. So that happened just like 40 minutes ago, maybe an hour. Well, no, it was about 2 hours ago because it was around 5 o'clock.
Bam.
So I called and I was like, you guys need to figure your shit out because this is wrong.
Right. That's wild.
So that, and then on to my rant about my instructor. I'm going to, I can't say this. Okay. I'm very frustrated with him. Mm-hmm. I can't say what I told Ryan because then it might be premeditated. So we'll just leave it at that. But basically it might be a threat. It might be conceived as a threat, but mm-hmm. basically this guy I've been turning in my assignments. Now, I don't know what the hell he does when he downloads these assignments. And like, if he like puts his notes in the Word document. And the only reason he is docking me is any points is because of something that he is doing when he puts his notes in my document or when he downloads it or whatever. Because the only thing he's been docking me for is APA formatting. And it's because my page numbers are on the wrong side of the page. And it's only in the document that he downloads and then edits.
Okay. Can you not send him a screenshot?
Oh, no, I did. I did. I sent him a screenshot. I sent him the document. I sent him a screen recording. And I was like, if you look at the timestamp on this screen recording, and then I opened up the document and you look at my document, the page numbers are on the right page. I have not touched this document since before the day that I turned it in, since before the time that I turned it in. So it's like, I don't know what's happening when you're opening the document, but even the document that's uploaded to the website, when I open it, they're on the right page, sir. And he was like, oh, well, I guess these computers really do. Okay, here's the thing about his email too. Mm-hmm. Let me pull up his email because it was like, it doesn't make any sense. I think he thinks that I'm screwing it up. And I'm like, I'm not the one screwing this up. It's you, sir. It's right. 100% you. You're the problem. It's you. Bring out the Taylor Swift. It's not I'm the problem. It's me. It's you're the problem. It's you, sir. Mm-hmm. So he said, sometimes computers have minds, M-I-N-E-S, of their own. Keep up the good work. I said, no, sometimes you're screwing up my document and I'm getting pissed about it because this is the third assignment that he's given me the exact same feedback and taken 2 points away from my assignment. Is it going to give me a B instead of an A? Probably not, but it's the precedent. It's like, how many other students is this happening to?
Right.
Why is it happening to me? Why is it continuing that he's letting it be an issue and just saying, oh, computers are crazy. It's like, no. You're the problem. So whatever you're doing with your computer is fucking it up, sir. You're the problem. You need to fix it. And I'm like, I'm just going to turn in my assignments with a PDF version in addition now. And you can do whatever you want with the Word document, but the PDF is the version I'm going to refer to because that's the version that it's not changed.
Right.
When I turn it in. I was like, I don't understand, dude. Like, I shouldn't have to be emailing you and fighting you on this when it's your fault and you keep saying, computers are crazy. It's like, no, you're crazy. You are. Very frustrated with it. Very much so. So that was ranting for 10 minutes.
I mean, it's totally fair. Totally fair and totally valid. What happened? I had something pulled up.
She's looking at porn while we're recording.
I am not looking at porn while we're recording. That would be super weird. We are close, but we are not that close. I was looking at BuzzFeed quizzes because of course I was. And I found this IQ quiz about 90s kids pop culture things, to see how well we really know the decade, because today in my Facebook memories, I was reminded that you and I both know all the lyrics to Small Things by Blink-182.
I don't know all the lyrics. I know a lot of them.
No. That one time when we were in the car together, we both sang that whole thing.
Okay, I can sing it along with the song, but I can't like recite it right now if I need
right,
to.
No.
Like gun, if somebody right said now. Gun to your head, recite all the lyrics to all the small things, whatever the song, movie's called, or the song's called.
Yeah. Gun to my head, the first song that I'm singing is not even a current pop culture song. It's fucking something by America, the band, not the country, the band.
Okay. Do you want to do this now?
Yeah. If you were interested, I figured it's one of those things where
I don't know what's happening, but I can hear myself.
Oh no, that's not good. Hold on.
I don't know if it's coming up in the recording, but it's fine now, but I could.
Okay. Do you still hear it now?
No. Okay. Not anymore.
Weird. I don't know what's going on with that.
Okay.
But anyway, so the first question on the quiz is, on Boy Meets World, what was the name of Corey's neighbor, teacher, and later principal? And then it has a picture. And the answer is obviously Mr. Feeney.
Yes.
Feeney.
And then the next one is, these terrifying fruit head kids appeared in a commercial for what? And it's just like super like cartoonish fruits with faces on them. And the option are Gushers, Fruit by the Foot, or Starburst.
I think it's Gushers.
It is Gushers. And then they then went on from doing this to, once they would taste them, their heads would explode.
Yep. Yes. Okay. What was the name of this very popular Elmo toy? And it's a picture of Elmo standing up with his little arms sticking out. The options are Tickle Me Elmo, Laughs and Talks Elmo, Wiggle With Me Elmo. And the answer is Tickle Me Elmo.
And then the next one is, generally, what channel would you have to set your TV in order to watch a movie on the VCR or play a video games on your console? Ooh. 0, 3, or 99?
Ooh. I'm trying to remember, because I feel like mine was 3.
I think most of them had 2 options and only one of them is listed here. Like on the back of, I think, our VCR, mm-hmm. you could choose 2 different options. Like there was a switch that you could switch it to, because you could have like a VCR, then you could have a VCR, and then you could have like a game console plugged into the front one.
See,
So again, the options are 0, 3, or 99.
I feel like it was channel 3 for me. Maybe? Oh!
Yes, it's channel
3. It was 3. Channel 3.
Yeah, so on our VCR, it was either channel 3 or channel 4.
Okay, yeah, no, I was pretty sure it was 3 because no other numbers were coming to mind. I knew it wasn't 99 because that was just always static. I don't even know why it went up to 99.
Oh,
it's like we didn't have cable like that when I was a kid.
Well, just because you didn't doesn't mean people didn't.
Number 5, in Animaniacs, what was Yakko singing about here? And it's a picture of Yakko with his graduate cap, his little pointer. He's doing a little dance, and he is dancing in front of a map of the world. And the options are the names of all the capitals in the world, what nations make up what continents, the names of all the countries of the world. And the answer is the name of all the countries of the world.
Yeah, I got this one wrong because I read it wrong. I chose what nations make up the continents.
Mm.
And then the next one is, what were these toys called? I don't know that I had it, but someone did because I remember playing with it. And it's like a little ballet dancer with wings, and you pull the cord and she goes flying in the air. So the options are ballerina fairies, which I kind of messed that up because that basically says that it's probably that one. Pixie twirlers or sky dancers.
It's sky dancers.
Sky dancers, yeah. Well, that's why I said ballerina, and I'm like, that makes it sound like it's ballerina, but it's sky dancers, yeah.
But yeah, no, like that was the concept though, was like a ballerina fairy. And I didn't have that particular model because the model in the picture has dolphins and she's blue. Mine was like roses and she was pink. I was obsessed with her.
I don't remember who had it, but I think I played with the pink one too.
All right. The next one. It's so funny because I think I talked about this on the last podcast, the boy band scam. Anyway, so number seven is, this is a scene from what Backstreet Boys music video. And it's just a still from the video where they're all standing in front of this airplane, you know, looking heartbroken, you know, as they do. The options are, I Want It That Way, Quit Playing Games With My Heart, As Long As You Love Me. And the answer is, I Want It That Way.
I was torn between As Long As You Love Me and I Want It That Way. But yes, yeah, that's what I chose to.
Yep. I want it that way.
Demonetized. We're not monetized anyway. and then the next one is, what was the name of the family on Family Matters? Johnson, Winslow, or Goodwin?
Winslow.
Is it?
Yes.
I was going to say, I was torn between Winslow and Johnson.
Winslow. I just need you to know, I'm killing it on this quiz right now.
I've missed the one because I read it wrong.
I'm just feeling very good about myself right now. I'm like, dang.
I don't know that this should be what should make you feel good about yourself, but pop off, sis.
You know what? I don't care. I like this about me. Thank you. My knowledge of the 90s is one of the things I pride myself on. All right. The next one says, what color were Nickelodeon VHS tapes usually? And there's just a picture of the Rugrats, Angelica Knows Best, Five Scheming Stories cover. The answer is, I just realized I didn't say the other options. The options are neon blue, bright orange, and slime green. And the answer is bright orange.
Because they're Nickelodeon.
Because they're Nickelodeon.
And then McDonald's sold very popular promotional plates based on which Disney animated movie? Hercules, Mulan, or The Lion King?
Ooh.
This one's difficult.
This one is difficult because I remember a lot of different promotional things from McDonald's related to Disney movies, but I don't specifically remember plates.
I do because we had them.
See, my mother thought McDonald's was evil, which I mean, not far from the truth, but you know.
I'm going to try and see if you get this one wrong so you can have one that's wrong with me.
Wow, I can't believe you're wishing for my downfall.
Because I got it right. Because I remember them because we had them.
Fair. Reasonable. Is it Hercules? Oh my God, it is.
Yeah, it's Hercules. And I remember that you like washed it five times and Hercules was gone. There was nothing left. So just think about what those kids were eating.
That makes sense, though, as to why I wouldn't remember that, because I wasn't allowed to watch Hercules because it was evil.
I don't know this next one.
Okay. It says 11 is who is this? And it says it's a picture of this woman popping up from behind a counter. It's piled up with papers. She has a picture of a dog. It says Snapple Natural Beverages. And it says Judy the Snapple Lady, Debbie the Snapple Lady, or Wendy the Snapple Lady. And I have not a clue, actually.
I have no idea either.
You know what? I'm gonna go with Debbie, because that's my mom's nickname.
Debbie.
So that's not how she likes it to be spelled, but
Deborah. Debby.
No, she likes Debi.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because
she's different. And I was wrong.
Yeah, I was too. I chose Judy. Because I didn't think they would do Wendy because of Wendy's.
Yeah, that's the thought process I had as well, but apparently not. I guess I'm going to have to watch a commercial with Wendy the Snapple Lady. All right.
The next one is, what toy is this? And it's a little compact heart. Or it's a little compact, basically, looking thing that's in the shape of a pink heart. And then the name of it's on the top, but it's blurred out for this. And if it was today asking, I would say this is a Trixie Cosmetics product. But
oh, yeah.
The options are Oh Jenny World, Secret Keepers, or Polly Pocket. And the answer is Polly Pocket. Yeah.
this is a scene from which music video? And it's a side by side of two guys. One is in a yellow car making a face because he's clearly singing out the window as he's driving. And the other one is another guy singing, wearing these weird sunglasses.
Those sunglasses are back in for some stupid reason.
They are back in. The options are 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies. They mistyped this title. It's What's My Name Again by Blink-182. They typed What's My Again. Or Buddy Holly by Weezer. I know it's not Buddy Holly. I think it's 1 Week by Bare Naked Ladies.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
And then what's the name of the theme song to Dawson's Creek? Is it...
Oh, my God.
You Live, You Learn by Alanis Morissette, I Don't Want to Wait by Paula Cole, or Till I Hear It From You by Gin Blossoms?
I don't want to wait.
The answer is I Don't Want to Wait. Although it's actually, I don't want to wait.
For our lives to be over. Oh my God. All right. What movie is this? It is a still showing Kenan Thompson or Kenan and Kel. I think it's Kenan Thompson, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't remember Kel's last name, though.
I don't even know.
But anyway, they're wearing work uniforms, and Kel's name tag says, I'm Ed. And it's, the options are Kenan and Kel the Movie, It's All That, or Good Burger. And it's Good Burger.
Yes. And then I got this next one wrong, because I have no idea. Which of these is the real lyrics in the Bagel Bites jingle? When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. Oh, shit, I know that now. There's nothing like pizza except for a pizza bagel or pizza bagel bites. And then, oh, whoa, you've never had anything like pizza on a bagel. now that I've read those out loud, they all sound ridiculous except for the first one. When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime. It's now coming back to me. I have to say it out loud apparently before I answer these.
Yeah.
And it was, I got that one wrong.
It was definitely you saying it out loud that triggered it for me as well. What toy created as a prop for Home Alone 2 actually became a real toy due to popular demand?
I think we've talked about this on here.
Options are Talk Boy, Bop It, or Game Boy Camera. I actually have no idea. I've never seen Home Alone 2.
Because of the devil.
Because of the devil. No, my mother said that Macaulay Culkin was a brat and she didn't want us to be bratty like him. So
what was your excuse?
Wow. I was a very well-behaved child, thank you.
Okay.
I had the fear of God inside of me. I was a very well-behaved child. No, but I only just saw Home Alone for the first time in like the last 5 years. Yeah. So I have no idea.
I know what one it is. Because I actually got one when I was little. It was very much like 5 years after this movie, and it had like lost all its luster.
Of course, you know.
Because poor.
As it happens. Was it Bop It? No, it was a Talk Boy.
Talk Boy, yeah. The little recorder. Because that's how he got to make the reservation. He talked and then you could change the sound, the tone of the voice. So he toned it to a deeper voice so that it sounded like his dad making the reservation.
Okay. Yeah, I would not know that because that is not something I ever would have had.
And fun fact about that one. Mm. He actually, somebody that we... Lowe's makes a cameo in that movie.
Oh yes, I'm aware.
The ex-president of the United States, and hopefully never again president of the United States.
One of the worst presidents of the United States.
DT.
What?
And then how do you get a Nintendo cartridge to work if it had a hard time starting up? Tap the right side against a surface, blow in it, or stick your finger in the cartridge to remove dust. And you never do that last one. You never do that last one because it could cause damage.
No, because it would ruin it. And actually, technically, I guess we weren't supposed to blow in it either. No. But that's what works. Oh my God. I love this. This was one of my favorite shows, actually. I had a Barbie doll named after this character. What was the name of the sitcom that Brandy starred in? Was it Brandy, The Mitchells, or Moesha? And it was Moesha.
Moesha.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I got my first African-American Barbie doll, I named her Moesha, specifically after Brandy, because I was obsessed. I thought she was just the most beautiful, most amazing, most interesting person. I don't know. I loved Moesha. That was one of my favorite shows.
Next one is, this scene is from which music video? And it's a girl standing in front of an open door in a room, and her mouth is agape. She's kind of shortish hair. She's wearing a hoodie that's unzipped and a crew neck t-shirt. And the options are Torn by Natalie Imbruglia. Said that name wrong. Crushed by Jennifer Page, or Kiss the Rain by Billy Myers.
It's Torn.
I got that one wrong because I said Crush because I don't remember.
Oh, no. No, I'm obsessed with Crush, though, by Jennifer Page. It'll randomly get stuck in my head.
It's just a little crush. Moving on.
Oh, my God. Love. All right. I don't know this next one.
I just guessed.
So it says, who is this character? And it is a picture of a popsicle stick with red googly eyes, a yellow nose, a little black strip mouth, sitting in front of what looks like to me, maybe because I'm getting hungry, but like chicken, like a piece of fried chicken. I thought it looked
like bacon.
Yeah, it looks like a meat of some kind.
Or a frosted chocolate cake.
Oh.
That is under like very bright studio lights, so that's why the light toppled.
I can kind of see that, yeah.
I have no idea what it actually is, but...
The options are Stickwick Tilly, Twiggy Stick, or Stick Stickly. And I'm not going to lie... The option that I want to go with is Twiggy Stick, just because I like saying it, but I actually have not a fucking clue.
Then go with that one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, it was Stick Stickly.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but I just completely guessed and I got it right.
No, and you know what?
It kind of rings a bell now that you said it.
Right? I'm just like, Also, it just thundered real loud outside.
Ooh.
All right. It's your turn.
Yes, it is. I was waiting to see if you were just going to go again, because that's how Sarah is.
Not all the time.
These were in every classroom, but what were they called? And it's like a box, basically, that has a light in it with a clear glass thing, a magnifying glass, and then a mirror. So it projected on the wall, and I just gave it away. Was it transparnator? I don't even know what that is. Screencaster or overhead projector?
Overhead projector.
Because there's projected an image over your heads.
I know. There's really no way to describe
this picture without
describing what it is.
Yeah.
Like.
And I loved writing on those. That was my favorite thing to do. Oh, I would just go into the classroom, turn it on when no one was in there, and just write on it.
I love that.
I also pretended at home that the old like TV that we had, because we had like the old like tube TV that had the like rounded glass screen. Same. I would turn it off, and we had dry erase markers, and I would write on it with a dry erase marker and teach people.
I love that.
Because I wanted to be a teacher, and then I decided I hate children, so I don't want to be a teacher.
I used to go and like preach to the trees because I wanted to be a missionary as a kid, and like we lived in the middle of nowhere, so I had nobody else to like teach the gospel to. So I just went out and like read my Bible out loud to like the trees and shit.
She looked at the trees and said, "See this paper? This will be you one day."
Oh my God.
We'll write falsities on it.
Oh my God. No such thing. Anyway, number 23, which candy bar did The Simpsons do commercials for? And it's so funny because I actually just ate one of these earlier. The answers are Butterfinger, Snickers, or Twix. And it's, "You better not lay a finger on my Butterfinger." Oh my God.
Yeah. And then what is this toy? And it's a little like, you could call it maybe a gremlin, a little furry dude with ears, and then his eyes and mouth move and he bounces up and down and talks. And the options are Fuzzle, Whimskins, or Furby. Whimsykin? I think it's Whimsykin. But the answer's Furby.
Yeah, the answer's Furby. Fun fact, that was also considered demonic in my household.
I had one.
Nope, we did not get a Furby.
But it was like 4 years after, again, 4 years after when they had lost their luster, they were like trying to give them away. Because again, sure.
And lastly, who is this?
This was my crush when I was younger.
Same. Back when I liked men. So it's a picture of a young man with a great smile and stunning blue eyes. You know, kind of shaggy brown hair. He's wearing
It's dirty blonde.
Yeah, it's a little spiked up. And he's wearing kind of like a maroon collared shirt. And
that's the options 100% are, brown.
It, okay. It looks kind of maroon on mine, but anyway, I believe you. So the options are Eric Von Denton, Jonathan Taylor Thomas, or Ryder Strong.
And the answer is Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Correct. JTT.
So I apparently scored better than 81% of all other quiz takers.
I scored better than 71.
Love that. It says, dude, you scored an A on this 1990s kids quiz. You should feel totally stoked right now. Major props for remembering so much about the bombest decade to be a kid. I'm sure you wear being a 90s kid like a badge of honor.
And mine says, dude, you scored an A. I'm not going to go through it because it says the exact same thing.
We both got an A. Woo!
Let's see if we can find another one and then we'll do another one.
Oh my God.
Ooh, 19 pop culture questions only 80s kids would be able to understand.
Literally, you just read my mind.
I would 100% fail that one.
I don't, like, I was just going to take it, like, on my own and just be kind of weird, but.
Ooh, let's do the 18 unexpected and fascinating facts about 2000s pop culture that you probably never knew.
Okay. Hold on.
Do you see that one?
No, I'm not. If you want to send that one to me.
It's in the chat. So again, this is 18 unexpected and fascinating facts about 2000s pop culture that you probably never knew. And the first one is Batman Begins is the first movie to successfully reboot a franchise. At the time, the last Batman film, Batman and Robin, had been released 8 years prior in 1997. And the reviews and audience reactions to it were so bad that Warner Brothers put a stop to future movies. Oh, wait, this isn't a quiz. This is just facts. This isn't helpful. This isn't fun. That's dumb.
He's like, I hate it here. Oh, my God. Oh, so funny. One of the things was talking about. Umbrella by Rihanna.
Okay, we can do this one. It's weird, but I actually do know your hair color based on your essential rom-com picks.
Oh, okay. Work.
Work, diva. Pop off, sis. House down boots, mama. Guess God.
Okay, so. This has my favorite rom-com on it.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Rom-coms.
All right. So the first one is choose a rom-com. 10 Things I Hate About You, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Love Actually, or While You Were Sleeping.
This is hard because I like a lot of these.
And I'm going with While You Were Sleeping because that's my all-time favorite rom-com. That was my first rom-com.
I didn't see that until, I want to say, like 2016.
I saw While You Were Sleeping in the 90s.
While your parents were sleeping?
No. But I was over at a friend's house.
Mm. And then your mom found out and said, the devil.
No, actually, my mom was okay with it.
Oh. I'm going to choose How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days because I love Kate Hudson.
That's fair. That's reasonable.
Choose a rom-com. Bridget Jones's Diary, Hitch, Love and Basketball, To All the Boys I've Loved Before.
I'm going to go with Hitch, but that's because that's the only one on that list I've seen.
You've never seen Bridget Jones's Diary?
I have not.
It's fun. Renee Zellweger is, they say she's fat, but she's not really fat. But it's all about how she's trying to lose weight, but then she keeps eating. And then she falls in love with two different guys and she has to try and figure out which one she wants to. It's a very raunchy British rom-com. You should watch it.
Okay. All right. The next one is, choose a rom-com. Ooh. Crazy Stupid Love, Grease, My Best Friend's Wedding, or The Proposal. And again, I got to go with Sandra Bullock on The Proposal.
Oh, I chose The Proposal too, but because Betty White's in it.
That's fair.
And I love Betty White. And Sandra Bullock sings The Sweat Drips Down My Balls and while dancing around a fire with Betty White.
Correct.
And then choose choose a rom-com. Clueless, Just Go With It, No Strings Attached, or Something's Gotta Give. There's only one answer.
Clueless.
Yes, definitely.
All right. We know the drill. Oh my God.
Did I steal that one from you?
No, you didn't.
Did I become Sarah?
No, you didn't. The next one is Can't Buy Me Love, Happiest Season, Love, Simon, and Some Like It Hot.
You're going to do Some Like It Hot, darn.
I am.
I have to do Love, Simon, because gay.
I have to do Some Like It Hot because the earliest, like one of the earliest videos of Men in Drag.
I've never seen it.
It's really good. And Marilyn Monroe, the love of my life, is in that movie.
And then definitely Maybe, Just My Luck, Never Been Kissed, or There's Something About Mary. This one's difficult because it has two of my favorites in it.
This one's difficult because I don't think I've seen any of these.
And I think I'm going to choose Never Been Kissed because I love Drew Barrymore. That's when she goes back to high school and she relives her high school memory again.
I know the premise of it.
I'm not Josie Grossy anymore.
So, and I love Drew Barrymore, so I'm going to go with Never Been Kissed as well.
I'm not Josie Grossy anymore.
Okay. The next one, 13 Going on 30, Friends with Benefits, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, or Say Anything.
I don't like any of these.
I am going with My Big Fat Greek Wedding because I like that movie.
I'm
going
to go with that one because it's the one that I tolerate.
That's fair.
Crazy Rich Asians, which I've never seen. How Stella Got Her Groove Back, again, never seen. Moonstruck, or The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
I think it's hilarious that The 40-Year-Old Virgin is on this as a rom-com.
It's kind of a rom-com because he falls in love with, what was her name? Annie McDowell? That's not who it was.
I don't remember who it was. I know who you're talking about, though. I mean, I guess. I just never thought of it as being romantic at all.
It's like a bro romantic rom-com.
Okay.
Like, it's for the dude. It's for the dudes, dude. It's for the dudes.
I am going to choose Moonstruck because I've not seen the whole thing, but I've seen bits and pieces, and I love Cher.
Snap out of it.
Let's see. Okay. Anyone But You, He's Just Not That Into You, Red, White, and Royal Blue, and When Harry Met Sally.
Is that the one where she fakes an orgasm?
In the restaurant, yes.
Yeah.
I'm choosing, I've, again, not seen any of these, but I'm choosing Red, White, and Royal Blue because
it's gay.
It's gay. And the book is on my to-be-read list.
And then 50 First Dates, Four Weddings and a Funeral, Notting Hill, or Serendipity. I absolutely love Serendipity.
I've never seen Serendipity. I've seen 50 First Dates. I just hate to choose it because I don't like Adam Sandler. But again, Drew Barrymore, so I can say I'm choosing it for her.
Like Notting Hill.
I've never seen Notting Hill.
It has, who's in it?
Hugh Grant?
I can't remember Hugh Grant, but I can't remember who the female lead is.
Emma Thompson, maybe?
Maybe.
I have to look now because now it's going to bother me.
I love Serendipity. It's a good movie. And then they're in New York and they go to, is this Serendipity? Is that what the place is called?
I don't know.
They get
Oh, no. It's Julia Roberts in Notting Hill.
That's what I thought, but I couldn't remember. And I didn't want to be stupid.
Well, that's okay. I was the stupid one this time. The majority of the time. Okay. Next one is Always Be My Maybe. It Happened One Night. Pretty Woman. Or Something Borrowed. You know, controversial opinion, but I actually really liked Always Be My Maybe.
Never seen it. I've never seen any of these except for Pretty Woman.
So I've never seen Something Borrowed. I've never seen It Happened One Night, but I know about it because it's a Clark Gable movie. I have seen Pretty Woman, though.
I'm choosing that one because prostitution.
I'm very excited about the next one.
So there's Bringing Up Baby, failure to Launch, Knocked Up, or She's the Man.
I'm going with Bringing Up Baby because that is my favorite Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant movie.
I'm choosing She's the Man because it's also based on a William Shakespeare movie or novel or play.
Play. I knew what you meant. Next, Coming to America, His Girl Friday, Made in Manhattan, She's All That.
I actually just thought about Made in Manhattan today because we were talking about giving presentations and I was going to give someone the advice that he gives the little kid while he's giving a presentation where he holds a little paper clip in his pocket and he like charges it with all of his fear so that the fear goes into the paper clip and out of his body.
Interesting.
It's a good movie. I like it. I also like She's All That.
I went with Made in Manhattan because, not gonna lie, I like to lust after Jennifer Lopez.
She's a terrible person.
No, I know, but she's pretty.
Did I read that one or did you?
I think I did.
Okay. 27 Dresses, Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Palm Springs, or The Philadelphia Story?
Philadelphia Story!
I've never heard of those, the last two. Palm Springs or Philadelphia Story.
So The Philadelphia Story also has Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant, and they're divorced, but they end up falling back in love with each other. And there's a really funny part where she is completely drunk, and she's in another man's arms. She's supposed to be getting remarried to this dude. And she says to him, she says, hello, George. And then she looks at Cary Grant, who's playing her ex-husband, and says, hello, Dexter. And then she looks up at the guy holding her, who's played by Jimmy Stewart, and says, hi, Mike. It's so funny. The next one is A Cinderella Story, Love and Other Drugs, The Apartment, or You've Got Mail. Oh my God. I've never seen You've Got Mail, but like just thinking about that phrase just throws me back.
You've Got Mail.
Exactly. I'm going to go with A Cinderella Story though, because that's my jam.
I went with You've Got Mail because I liked it. I liked that movie.
I love A Cinderella Story.
And they met at the top of the Empire State Building.
Oh.
Is that right?
I have no idea.
I think so.
All right. What was your answer?
It's wrong.
I mean, mine's kind of right, but not really.
So mine says dyed. You have dyed hair. You like
mine
to wear
says dyed.
You like to wear neutral colors like black, white, red, and brown to make sure your hair pops. Surprised. I got you. I got it right. No, you didn't.
Like, I mean, technically, yes, because my ends are still, well, some of my ends are still bleached.
I haven't done anything to my hair since high school.
Yeah, I was going to say, your hair is completely virgin at this point. But
unlike Sarah, my hair is virgin. Also, can we just say, virginity in people is just a major lie.
It's a construct. It was created literally to oppress women. Like, literally, the concept of virginity has been utilized to oppress women since the beginning. Because men get to be sexual, what the fuck? But women can't be sexual. And of course, if there's a lot of people out there who still think of like lesbians, like hardcore lesbians, as being virgins because they've never had like penis and vagina sex. And I'm just like, you don't have to have penis and vagina sex to lose your virginity. Like, and also, who the fuck cares?
You want to do one more and then call it a podcast?
Yeah.
So there's one that says, pick 10 things you'd love to do, and I'll try my best to guess your zodiac element.
Ooh, okay. You want to?
I don't want to wait.
For our lives to be over.
Demonetized.
I mean,
you know. So pick 10 things you'd love to do, and I'll try my best to guess your zodiac element.
Okay. All right. So our first options: play mini golf, bake cookies, go shopping, or do a jigsaw puzzle.
So if the option was go online shopping, I would choose that because I am not a huge fan of crowds anymore.
Fair.
People can just go away.
Yeah. I think I like playing mini golf, so I'm going to go with that.
I'm going to choose baking cookies. Mainly because my brain always goes to when, I think is it Daffy Duck gets hit in the head in Space Jam and he goes, I want to stay home and bake cookies with you.
Don't remember.
I think it's Daffy Duck. He's the one that's not Disney, right?
Yeah.
It's like black and white, yellow bill.
Yeah.
Choose something fun to do. Make jewelry, fly a kite, take photographs, or go ice skating. None of these sound fun to me.
Take photographs.
I'm going to have to choose that one too, because it's the only one that I could see myself doing.
I like flying kites, but if I had to choose between flying a kite and taking photographs, I'm going to go with taking photographs.
Well, you know what, Sarah? Go fly a kite.
I will.
For those of you that don't know, that is a Midwest, like, telling someone off.
It's true, actually. Okay, so next up, draw a picture, go on a hike, have a movie marathon, or play cards.
Have a movie marathon.
That's what I chose as well.
Make candles, play a video game, visit a museum, or go horseback riding.
Ooh. I love all of these things.
Well, you work at a museum.
I do work at a museum.
But you really like to play video games.
I really do love to play video games.
I like making candles. I would say I like to.
But I'm going to go with visiting a museum because even working at the museum, I still find something new and interesting every time.
Especially in the bathroom.
True. Unfortunate.
I chose that too.
Right. The next one is bake cake, have a spa day, make a scrapbook, or go swimming. Go swimming.
I'm going to choose bake a cake.
I haven't gotten to go swimming yet this year, and I'm very sad. And I didn't get to go swimming very much last year because
herpes.
Of my hysterectomy. I wasn't allowed to be in the water.
Because herpes.
You know.
Well, I know what Sarah's going to answer on the next one. Oh, there's two of them. Read a book, go see a play, go bowling, or make soap.
Ooh. Read a book.
Honestly, I'm going to go bowling because I really like to go bowling.
I also really like bowling. I haven't been bowling in ages. I also like going and seeing plays.
I do too. So I was between those two.
But I'm going to put read a book. All right. The next one's go on a bike ride, make pizza, go to a concert, play a board game. I'm going to go to a concert.
I'm going to play a board game. We talked about this today at work. I don't like to go to concerts, and there's two reasons. Well, there's three, technically. I don't like crowds is the first one.
Right.
I usually prefer the edited and like crisp, beautiful version that's from the album of the singer, because they like to ad lib a lot when they're singing live. And then the last one is so that I don't have to hear all of the terrible singers in the crowd over the person that I went to go see.
Fair. Reasonable. I love concerts. I love the atmosphere. I love the energy. I love getting to hear somebody sing live. Though I do get kind of sad sometimes when they ad-lib too much and like it changes the song a little for me.
Yeah.
But normally I like going to concerts. At least I really enjoy going to K-pop concerts specifically.
If I was able to like buy a section and I didn't have to be around anyone. Well, if I was able to like buy a like a box where it was just me and I didn't have to hear people singing around me or standing around near me or be near me.
Right.
I would like to either go see Pink or Adele.
Fair.
Maybe Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga?
Lady Gaga. And then the next one is go to the beach, make jam, go to an amusement park, or knit something.
Hmm.
I don't like any of these. I mean, I like going to the beach, but I don't like going to the beach when other people are there.
Right. I don't like going to amusement parks, but that's because I get really sick. Like, the fast-moving stuff throws my vertigo off, and it sucks.
Well, I have two reasons for not liking amusement parks. One, because I'm a big person and I hate getting on a ride and not knowing whether I can fit on the ride or not.
Right.
And then also people.
Yeah, fair. Reasonable. I also almost died once at Splash and Safari.
Drowning.
So, yeah, I almost drowned in the wave pool. I slipped and I went under right at the time that they were like mimicking the tide. So like it just kept knocking me back down. I couldn't get back up. These two ladies had to like help save me. They literally almost drowned.
Well, I think I've heard this story before.
It was awful. I hated that. That happened when we were in high school. So.
I hate that for you.
Yep. It really sucked. But all that said, I would probably go with knit something.
Well, knit.
Just because I enjoy knitting. I don't do it very often, but I enjoy it. I don't do many things that I enjoy very often. Depression makes it difficult to do things you enjoy.
This next one should be pretty easy. Because we're literally doing one of the options.
All right. Is it my turn to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. I get confused when like it's all the same question. All right, play tennis, ew. Go to an arcade, start a podcast, or go fishing.
I do have to say, tennis was the only game that I would like to play with my family. But I'm going to choose to start a podcast. Oh, and I hate the next one. Not
I'm
really.
gonna choose. I feel bad because on the one hand, I'm like, I should like choose start a podcast as well because we're doing a podcast right now. But on the other hand, I'm just like, but going to an arcade. Start a podcast.
All the lights and the people and the noises, and I'm just an old grouchy man, I guess.
See, I still enjoy going out sometimes. I just know the better times to go out. In the evenings, absolutely not. I go to the movie theater in the middle of the day when everybody else is at work.
And then the last one is do a crossword puzzle, bake brownies, make perfume, or go to a wine tasting. I love brownies, but I can't make them because I'm the only one that will eat them. And Ryan doesn't like brownies.
I have Horace doesn't like brownies either.
It's a texture thing for him, I guess.
It's a texture thing for Horace.
I love brownies.
I love brownies too. I just especially like the ooier the gooier, like
Give me that ooey gooey brownie.
yes. Just like that. I'm going with do a crossword puzzle.
Mine's wrong.
Mine is also wrong.
Did you
I've come
get?
to terms with the fact that we don't do these quizzes for them to be right. We do it to see how off they are.
Apparently, yeah.
It gave me a fire sign. It
Oh,
said
me
we
too.
think you're an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius. Now, to be fair, I am a Leo rising, but I'm a Libra. I'm very airy.
I am a Capricorn, which I think is Earth.
It is an earth sign.
Because I'm
See,
very grounded.
you are very grounded. It's true, actually. Like, you are, if I want, like, somebody to give me,
Read you down.
I mean, essentially, yeah. If I want somebody to like really pick apart something that I want to do, I go to my earth sign friends. I go to you. I go to Nick, like, because y'all are earth signs, and I know that whereas I am often very just like whimsical and flighty, and I just like, enjoy the spontaneity and the crazy. Y'all are there to remind me that I still have to keep my feet on the ground. Like that there's an earth that I still have to be attached to.
Yeah. So what are you doing this weekend other than watching Bobertino?
That's about it. I'm working and, watching Bobinski. That's about it.
I am doing school stuff. Next weekend is the carnival, which we didn't talk about, but I have a unicorn outfit that I'm going to wear for the bubble run.
Yes, you have to post the picture on Instagram. You look fantastic. I've been showing it off to everybody.
I'm excited. So I was watching TikTok last week and I was, or it was like Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember, but whenever I sent the night before I sent that video or that picture, because I ordered it that night and then it came the next day.
Dang, that was fast.
But there were some people in like a warehouse running around in the unicorn outfits. And I was like, I should do that for the bubble run. So I'm going to do that for the bubble run. And I got two of them. And I'm having Alitza, our admin at the site, her mom said she would do it too. So
Love
I
that.
put it at her desk this week. So she's going to take it to her mom and have her mom try it to see and make sure that it works. And then I also bought neck fans. So I'm excited about that because it was hot in there and it's probably going to be warm next week. I should probably check.
Probably, yeah.
Quincy. In Quincy next weekend. It is supposed to be 70s, high 70s, almost 80. It'll probably be warm, and it'll be sunny too, but it's always breezy there, so we'll see.
Right.
Have you heard anything about that job?
No, I have not yet. And I did ask, but nobody's heard anything yet.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll hear something soon and it'll be good news. Manifesting.
Exactly.
Other than that, you want to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment. Don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen, this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. If we don't come up in the search, then we are not on that platform. If there's something specific you would like us to discuss on the podcast, feel free to email us at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com. Visit our website, www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, or you can leave a voicemail or send us a text message with anything you would like us to discuss on the podcast. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for calling. I'm doing so well there. Thanks again for listening. We hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And Sarah, enjoy the rest of your weekend with your little Bobercino.
Thank you so much. You enjoy watching TV and walking.
I'm going to get my hair cut this weekend too, because it needed it this week, but I don't know why I didn't go and get it last weekend. Oh, I do know, because electricity issue.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you guys later. Bye, everybody. Bye.